HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Talking about the regulatory framework in the context of streaming, we just saw earlier this month, OTT and streaming, whether it's entertainment or news, has gone under the INB ministry. What impact will that have on the nature of content, you think? Ajay, you can also weigh in on this, absolutely.
Look, I think if television content is regulated, it's difficult to make a case for that same content same kind of content going on streaming services will not be regulated. And if somebody has to regulate, somebody in the government has to regulate. So I think it's more than anything else, it's an official decision. I don't think, it really matters. What is important is what will be the lens of regulation? Do we really want to, be over prescriptive, or do we want creativity and imagination to have a role in this? And do we really, are we going to think that the country is, in my experience, the country and the consumers have always been way ahead of where the government and the regulators believe they are. They are far more open, they are far more mature, but we just seem to believe that they are, they're totally immature, and they need to be, a huge filter needs to be applied before they get anything. So I don't think it's about who manages it, how is it regulated, and what's the framework, what's the lens that we apply is the more important thing.
So
one last thing. Also, you have to understand that streaming is global and volumes are so huge. I'm not sure how it is going to be, how easy or difficult it is going to be to regulate all of the content, because we are still a democracy. We still have a constitution. And if we, within the framework of that, the providers have access to judicial redress. They have the rights to go to government and make their case. So I think it's a gigantic challenge, even to manage that.
I have a follow-up, but let me get Ajay in here. Ajay, we saw what movie certification has done, right? So you have cuts, you have name changes, and of course you have superficial but really irritating experiences of smoking kills every time someone lights up a cigarette, right? And then the streamers and OTT content has gone completely the other end. It's gone to the other end of the spectrum where you can see anything you want to, which is great. Some of it is gratuitous, I will say, but on the whole, it's absolutely mind-blowing to see that kind of freedom. Where do you think this regulatory lens, what kind of lens will be used? Do you see a lot of constraints coming in, even though Uday says that it's going to be a mind-boggling challenge to be able to regulate?
No, I agree with Uday that it will be regressive. I think consumers are already used to a certain type of content which is there. I also think that sanctity of what is getting created should not be compromised at all. At the same time, if certification can happen, that I'm okay with. At least because when I'm sitting at home and I put something on with my kids, if it says it's PG or if it says it's R rated, that kind of certification is fine. But I don't think the creative fraternity's ability to create what they want to should be having these cuts and spoiling the whole flow of the content. I think that will be regressive. But certification is fine. That happens in cinema.
And Anuradha, I think Ajay and I are saying the same thing. But I also have to say that we should not be insensitive to the country, the culture, and we should not take the freedom for granted. And I think this is what happens when the so-called global services come into the country and they disregard everything, because they believe that what works in a country can work in every country, then this is the backlash. And this is
avoided. Do you think this could have been avoided?
I think some amount of, I don't know whether it could have been avoided or not, but some amount of responsible behavior was very important, because this is a sensitive country. It's a very diverse country. Governments have generally been very particular about, and I'm not defending that the governments have been generally in overdrive. I'm not a fan of regulation. I'm not a fan of censorship. It hasn't helped. It has only created a black market. However, irresponsible behavior in the name of creativity is clearly not something that I can defend. And, you know, I don't need someone to tell me what is irresponsible, what is not, because I have been doing that for 30 years myself.
Can you tell me, give me an example? I'm not understanding.
You know, so what you call the gratuitous content, you know, I know you are egging me on, but I will, you know, give into that. I think the amount of abusive language, sex, violence, even though they all exist in our lives, do they really serve a constructive purpose by showing them on every service? And we all know that some of it is being shown just in order to get attention. There is no other reason. There is, you know, if a story genuinely deserves that, I understand, you know. But a lot of times it is just in order, I mean, it's pandering to the, you know, to attention.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast. HT Smartcast.